Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Austin's 95.9 Texas Country, Derek Raines, the 39th Annual Music Fest from Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Honored to have John Randall hanging out with us. How are you, man?
I'm good. Honored to be here as well.
Maybe 3 months ago, I got to meet you. It was some fundraiser in Dallas.
Yeah.
Maybe Dallas, Fort Worth.
Yeah, it was the it was for the Hall. Was
Hall for the Hall, something like that. Robert Earl, Clint Black.
Yeah.
And you walked away, and I said, you know, everybody at the table, I was like, that's the nicest guy I've ever met.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Everyone told me what a nice man you are, I appreciate that. Appreciate you coming up here.
Yeah, glad to be here.
As far as John Randall, I did want to ask, because off the air you were talking about Vince Gill. I know you play with Holly Dunn. Your playing days when you started, who all have you played with?
Oh, gosh, man.
Or everybody. Should I say, whoever haven't you played with?
You would think I haven't been able to keep a gig. I started out, I moved to Nashville with some bluegrass. I was a bluegrass kid.
You're a grasser.
I was a grasser. Grew up playing all those festivals in Texas and Louisiana, Arkansas, all that stuff. I mean, from the time I was a little kid, my parents were bluegrassers. And so that was kind of my background. And me and some bluegrass buddies moved up to Nashville. And one of the first gigs I got was Holly Dunn, out of San Antonio, you know. She had just signed her deal with Warner Brothers, and I spent a summer on the road with her. And then I jumped off of that tour and was hired by Emmylou Harris to be in the Nash Ramblers. And
that
that was a cool run. Sam Bush and Al Perkins and all these, Roy Husky Jr., all these legacy artists and this, you know, green kid on the road. I did that for about 6 years. And but through all that, that's where I met Vince Gill, got to tour with Vince. I worked with Patti Loveless and toured with Lyle Lovett for a while. And
wow.
It's been fun. I was really lucky because I always got pulled into really cool gigs with cool bands. I kind of never had to take a just learn the record and go play kind of gig, which I would have done in a heartbeat. And there's, you know, that's good steady work, but I got really lucky getting to play with some of my heroes, you know.
Got to see you last year as well. Mm-hmm. Texas Heritage Songwriters Hall of Fame induction.
Yeah,
that was a great night.
Oh man, that was so
for cool. A lot of people, but I mean it was great watching you. And my favorite part of it, after it's all over, the after party, Jesse Alexander, your wife, gets on stage, and y'all went and sat right in front. I thought that was one of the coolest moments ever. It's your night, but you're honoring your wife right there in front of everybody, which to me was a really cool thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, I love Jesse Alexander.
She's cool. Yeah. She's really cool. She's the rock star.
Producing, singing, now part of a big management company in Austin. Yeah. Talk about that.
Yeah, record company.
Yeah, record company.
Yeah, I don't want to manage. I'm not a manager. And we'll see if I'm a label executive or not.
Right.
We're about to find out. You know, just it's just kind of another arm. It kind of makes sense for all the production that I've been doing over the years. And I've worked with everybody. I produced a record on Pat, a couple records on Jack. You know, we've done the Marfa tapes. I've Parker McCollum did his last couple records working with Beckman. Like, it's kind of that. And all this time I'm going, man, I wish I could work with my buddies on my own level, you know? And the more, and this kind of goes back, this was brought up years ago. Vanguard tried to get me to start something in Texas, and I knew it just wasn't right. And we just couldn't get it to come together.
Right.
This conversation has gone on with Big Loud for about 4 years, and Miranda's always been my sounding board. And that's kind of how we came together and go, you know, we have a vision for it. Why don't we do this together? It's perfect for her branding and where she wants to be creatively and give back to Texas, give back to artists. She really wants to try to give back. And, you know, she bought a place in Austin, and we just, Texas is just kind of back in our world. And so we've got a great partner. Big Loud is a, you know, they're just killing it as a record label, but they're also an indie label,
right?
Which is cool.
Yeah.
It's owned by creatives. It's ran by creatives. They don't have to do all that corporate business. And, Seth and I are great friends. Austin Adams and I are old dear friends. And he's the CEO of that company. And we figured out, man, I've listened to all of our friends in Texas over the years and making records down there and working at Arlen and all that stuff. And you know, one of the things that came up was over and over and over, even talking with Wade on several times, was like, there's not a home base.
Yeah.
Everybody goes to California. They go to Nashville. Everything's there. The artists are there. The studios are there. The songwriters are there.
Finally, like, got the publishing there a little
publishing's bit. Publishing's there. So the thing is we've built an office there. We're going to base out of there. When you come to a meeting, you're going to be there with us. I'm going to get to be a part of the creative process, which is what I'm doing anyway. But we get to do it more on our terms. And you know how Texans think. It's like, we want to do things on our terms. We also need that weight of having a serious staff and partnership with it. So I feel really good about where we're going with it.
Well, some of the artists y'all have signed already and brought in.
Well, we got Dylan Gossett was our first signing. That was a partnership with Mercury Records, which was really interesting because we weren't quite ready to announce what we were doing yet. We were still putting it together, but we had already worked out a partnership with them, and he was blowing up. And he's an Austin kid, wants to stay in Austin, wants to be in Texas, and he's on fire right now. So that was kind of, wow, we're running. We're up and running. Here we go. We got Jake Worthington.
Love Jake. And I love his song with Miranda.
Yeah, me too, man.
And I tried to find an edited version of that, but it just takes away the song.
No, right. Yeah, it's not the same thing. But we're finishing up. I'm going to go in and cut the last few tracks to get his record wrapped up.
His first Big Boy record was incredible.
Yeah.
They just didn't do anything with it.
Yeah. So I think we've got a really good – he's got a good team around him. He's got great management, great – you know, I feel like we're going to be a great home for him.
I love Jake.
I do too. So we're really excited about that. I think, you know, and it's just – it feels good. It feels like we're off to a good start. Alex Lambert's another artist that we're starting to develop. There's a writer named Tim Lightyear out of Dallas that we're working with. And then we've got a couple other really cool things that I can't talk about.
I get it.
But really cool.
Right.
Really cool artists. I think everybody, when they see what we're looking at, they'll appreciate kind of where we're aiming.
I got to ask about some of the songs that you've been a part of.
Yeah.
There was a Rolling Stone magazine, the 50 saddest songs of all time.
Yeah.
And the number one song you had a big hand in. Talk about Whiskey Lullaby and where did that song come from?
Well, it's pretty funny that, you know, we're talking about me being a bluegrass kid.
Yeah.
So all those songs, I mean, from the time I was 6 years old, I was singing Little Sadie and Barbara Allen.
Yeah.
And, you know, my shtick on stage is always, and it's kind of true. It's like in country music, you get drunk and, you know, you get your heart broken, you go to a bar and you get drunk and you drink over it. And bluegrass music, you get your heart broken, you kill your lover and throw him in the river and then go turn yourself in to the sheriff. So I grew up on all those kind of sad, dark things. And I'd heard my manager one time, accused me of putting a bottle to my head and pulling the trigger because we'd been out late. And I was like, well, that's an interesting way to say that. So I kind of scribbled that down and played around with that in a chorus and kind of came up with Whiskey Lullaby. And then I was writing with Whispering Bill Anderson, who, when I was a young artist and writer in Nashville, my first pub deal was with Sony. And Whispering Bill kind of took me under his wing when I was a young kid and kind of taught me how to write country songs the right way. Wow. You know? And so I knew when I played that for him, he would love it. And he had had an idea called Midnight Cigarette, and that's where the opening line came out of. But we put that song together. And it sat there for a long time. I remember he wanted to cut a demo on it, and I was like, man, it's just, you remember that era when you couldn't say damn or hell or
yeah,
talk about whiskey or anything?
Yeah,
it was during that era.
Yeah.
And he wanted to demo, and I was like, man, nope. Nobody's going to record this.
Yeah, it's like Garth, much too young to feel this. We would have to say this old.
This old. Yeah, I know. And so it was during that time, and I was like, man, nobody's going to record this song.
Right.
But, that was just one of those crazy fluky things. I mean, we wrote it in 98, and it wasn't until 2003, I guess, that Brad heard it, hanging out with Whispering Bill.
What is it like to write with Whispering Bill?
Man, I love it. He's a legend, and he comes in, he always comes in with great ideas. He always comes in with
songs. He does his homework before he shows up.
He always has a list of great hook lines, and he just knows how to put a story together. And, you know, one of the funny things was is one time he and I and Brad were writing a song called No. It was on a Brad's records. And it was funny because we were at Brad's place, and Brad and I both had our laptops, and we're typing out our you know, lyrics. And Bill is over on the couch, and he looks over, and he says, now, what was the second line on that bridge? What did we decide? And Paisley looked over, and Bill's got he's always got these sharpened pencils, a notepad, and an old Panasonic cassette player. Still.
Oh, wow.
Still old school.
Still to this day.
And Brad goes, wow, pencil and paper. When did you quit using a chisel and stone, Methuselah?
Oh, no.
And without missing a beat, Bill looks up, and he goes, these have never crashed.
Oh, wow, that's a great point. It is a good point.
Like, well, that is a really
good point. I've heard Dolly does the same thing, too, right?
Yeah, I believe
that. Tape recorder.
Yeah, absolutely.
Still to this
day.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds
good. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Great. Marfa tapes.
Yes, sir.
The recording process on that, in my head, there's one microphone sitting in the field.
Yeah.
And you are sitting around a campfire coming up with these songs, and you can hear the crickets in the background.
Yeah, that's
pretty, is that pretty much
that's
what
pretty
it was?
Much it. It started, you know, we went down there, and I've been going down there for years. I've been going out there since 2000. Just fell in love with that whole scene out there before it kind of blew up and became, you know, the hip place to be.
Right.
But I've talked about, I'm one of those people that when I find something, I heard this story about Billy Gibbons. He found this toaster that he loved, so he bought 200 of them. And if you ever come to his house, you walk out with a toaster. I'm that kind of guy, except I don't buy 200 toasters. But if I know about it, I'm going to tell you about it, and I'm going to wear you out about it. So Miranda and Jack were both like, Miranda wanted to get out of town. She's like, I just want to get out. I've never gotten to hang out with you guys. We've been friends for years and years, all of us. And I said, well, I know the place to go. Let's go. And it turned out Liz Lambert has a gorgeous ranch up there between Marfa and Fort Davis. And Jack was really good friends with Liz, so she let us take over that place. And that was 2015. We wrote, I think, 5 songs that week.
Are you writing them out there?
Yeah, just writing them right out there around the campfire.
Wow.
Just sitting there, middle of nowhere. And it was so fun that we went back the next year and went back the next year. And so we were hanging out down there after one of the rides, and we were just listening back over all the songs we had written. And it just kind of became obvious. It's like, people should hear these. They should hear what we're doing. And the original plan was, let's just put out these work tapes, but they were just beyond being able to fix. Not fit, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it was just a little, they were a lot, and Jack saying things that are inappropriate that you can't put
on. Not Jack. Well, he had his motel, whatever,
yeah,
sessions.
In that motel, yeah. And so what we did is we took Brandon Bell, we went back out there, and we just set up 2 microphones, and we just sat around in a circle. And there's a little documentary that you can find on Paramount that shows kind of all the performances and the way we made the record. But yeah, it was funny because Miranda, she poured me a tequila about noon because she knew I'd put on my producer hat and I'd start going, hey man, maybe we should do this. Let's try it. And she's like, no, we're going to do it one time. That's
really?
It.
So every one of those tracks is a one take?
One pass. And some of them I go, ooh, but it's smart. I mean, it was the right thing to do because it was like, this is exactly how it is.
You know? Did any of you see this project becoming Grammy nominated and being on the stage for that at all?
I really didn't. I thought this, for me, just when I'm wearing my producer hat, it was a great moment for me as an artist to get to be a part of that with 2 of my best friends that I revere as artists. I was just kind of on the outside of it though and going, you know, I think Miranda's fans will really dig this. She has a fan base that would really get this. But I had no idea that it would kind of take on the life that it did, and it was surprising, but it was really awesome to get to take that ride.
I was glad for Ingram.
Yeah, me too.
Because he hadn't been on pushed up front in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
And for him to be, I saw him. Saw you guys do it at the Opry.
Yeah,
y'all did it at the Grammys.
We did ACMs, not the Grammys. We did ACMs. We did like I think maybe Ellen and Kimmel,
right,
and some of those things,
all the
TV things.
I was glad to see, I mean, put a little juice in Jack for
me
a while.
Me too.
Yeah.
Well, we have to do that. We're always out there going, hey man, come on.
Put your boot back on.
Come on, buddy. Yeah. No.
Who are you working with right now as far as producing?
I'm wrapping up Dirk Spentley, who I've been working with on and off for the last, 12, 15 years.
So you get to work with Charlie Worsham.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm a big Charlie
just
fan.
Got out of the studio with those
love
guys.
That guy.
Charlie is fantastic.
Yeah,
great guy, bluegrass guy. So we have a lot of.
Charlie was on the Grand Ole Opry at 11 years old.
I know.
And his little sessions that he used to do on YouTube, where he had to play every instrument.
Yeah,
I know. I think that's kind of what got him the record deal.
Man, he's the real deal.
Does he play on all the albums?
Yeah, he's playing on this record.
I mean, he got like Musician of the Year, I would assume.
Yeah, absolutely. He's on fire right now, and he's out touring with Dirks too, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool.
That is really cool. Wrapping up William Beckman, who we all love. I'm excited about Beck's record.
Excited. I'm excited about it too. I mean, Borderline, that new single's doing with great.
Yeah.
But, you know, I was always curious what they're going to end up doing with Beck with his career.
Well, there's so many places for him to go.
I know.
And
he has a toolbox. He's got a toolbox that nobody really knows until he starts speaking in Spanish.
And that's the thing with making this record with him. I'm so glad I got to do it too, because I always kind of felt like I hope I get to make this record, because I've kind of been there with him for the ride, and
right,
I've seen, and I've had these ideas, and he and I have had many conversations about, you know, direction and how to approach it.
Yeah.
And so I really appreciate him entrusting me with getting this. I think we found all the little pieces. I think everybody's going to be really happy with it. It's all of Beck in there, you know.
Well, for me, open mic at this festival. Yeah. Was the first time that I'd heard him. And that wasn't too long ago. And then that just, it blew up.
Yeah.
For him.
Yeah. It's going to be a really, really cool record.
Are you producing Parker anymore? Or?
You know, we cut a couple things and he's back in with Frank Liddell, which is great.
Leanne Womack's
yeah,
husband.
You know, and did those couple great records on Ingram. And
yeah.
I mean, he's one of all of our heroes and good friends. So I'm excited to hear what they're going to come out with. I think that's going to be great.
With all the things that you do producing, do you get a chance to go out and do your stuff at all anymore?
A little bit, right. not as much. It's fun to get to, I've got a couple, I'm playing tonight, which is fun. I'm sweating it because I'm like, I haven't played an hour set by myself in a minute. So it's going to be pop quiz night. But I do, but I got to tell you, man, I really do enjoy, I think because I was a sideman for so long, and it was so hard for me to make that transition to try to be the guy. I was always uncomfortable in the
being the guy.
And I love being in bands. I love collaborating. And I've come to just really enjoy working with artists in the studio. I have an ongoing gag with all of our Moran and Jack and all my friends. It's called the Blurry Guy on the Right series. I actually just named my publishing company Blurry Guy on the Right because I'm in all the pictures just to the right of all the famous people.
Right.
You know? Yeah. And I've got a whole little, I'm going to build a little tabletop book because I've collected all these pictures. Just off to the side, there was that Ken Burns documentary.
About country music. Which is great.
And
I learned so much on that one.
And when you see Emmylou Harris at the Ryman, there's a mullet right to the right of her. And I'm like, I made the Ken Burns documentary. Just blurry guy off to the right. You know? I love it.
I love that. Yeah, I've always, one of my standard questions I ask, would you rather have a number one where it's yours, or would you rather have a song that you wrote blow up for somebody else?
Yeah, I honestly, that's what I enjoy.
Right.
I really do. I think for me, too, is the thing that I've come to just appreciate about my journey. You know, of course, I would have loved to have been flying on a jet like all half the guys that I was in the same class with.
Right.
You know, coming up with Kenny and Tim and, you know, Dirks and Keith, that was all our group.
Yeah.
You know? It's funny, I found a magazine a while back that where me and Dirks and Keith Urban were all in the hottest country bachelors. And I sent it to him. I go, man, this was like 15 years and three kids ago.
Wow, yeah.
You know, but I that would have been great. But what I've come to love about my journey is how many different places I get to create. You know, I've still got my hand in bluegrass. I'm getting to work in Texas, which I love so much. That's been a long time coming for me. I still get to work with Dirks, and I'm writing records for mainstream. I'm writing with Sarah Jaros for her last record. You know, like, I love that every day it's a little bit different hat. And I think that works for me because I feel like if I was just trying to have to do the same thing every day, I'm not sure I could pull it off.
Well, we're glad you're working in Texas. And
thank you.
As a fan, I've enjoyed. I've wanted to talk to you forever. In fact, the night that I all for the hall, I'm like, "There's John Randall."
Oh, dude!
And I had somebody go get you because I wasn't going to be
Oh, shoot! Man.
Big fan though. I've enjoyed everything you've done from the writing to the producing. I knew when Parker's album came out where you produced it. That's when I went, "Oh, okay, they're not going to turn him into whatever."
Yeah.
So. A fan from afar.
I appreciate it.
So glad that you came up here this afternoon to hang with us.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me, man.
John Randall hanging out with us live in the D-Petty Vodka Media Lounge and live right here with Austin's 95.9 Texas Country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.